something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the church yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
Language, a language that we speak, which we need to unlearn. For example, when you say, the Spirit of God is upon you right now, for a Christian, that's Old Testament language. His plan is not for the Spirit of God to come upon you, but it's the Old Testament language which we have carried and we're finding difficult to take away. But we will have to take away because we are moving in the next, my goodness, we're moving in another realm. And to flow in this realm, we cannot talk like Old Testament prophets. None of the apostles had that language because they knew the difference. Because he says he's coming for a church without spots, without blemish, or any such thing. Oh, let's look at it. Let's look at it. Ephesians chapter 5. Let's begin reading from verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church. Are you hearing this? When he comes, he will present the church to himself. What? So what kind of a church is he coming for? Not a sick church. Not a weak church. The master's coming for a glorious church. Look at it, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spots or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. That's the church he's coming for. Not a church that's struggling with sin, struggling with weakness, struggling and begging for the anointing. Not a church full of ignorance. No, 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 1,000 times no. He's coming for a glorious church. I like it. A glorious church. A glorious church. That's what he's coming for. A glorious church. I told you, you'll never be the same again. Oh, yes. Because the Spirit of God is ministering into your life right now. Go back to that Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that he being rooted and grounded. Is this prayer supposed to be answered on earth or in heaven? This is amazing. That he may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that he might be, Look at that. That he might be filled with, all the fullness. That means God's dream for every Christian is that you are vitally the house, the living tabernacle of Almighty God. Full of God. Full of God, as Jesus was, not any less, full of God as Jesus was. Listen, it's not something that you will grow into. It is something you are to be awakened to. Are you hearing me? You're not going to grow into it. You're to be awakened to it. To know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. It gets better. Just one more verse. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Not according to the power that worketh from heaven. Not according to the power that worketh into him, super evangelist. According to the power that worketh in us. To him be glory in the church. By Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 1. This is the prayer of the Holy Ghost. That means the desire of the Holy Ghost. From verse 9, chapter 1, Colossians. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will. This is esoteric knowledge. Do you understand? It's a knowledge that is not open to everybody. It is the absolute knowledge of God. Specific, absolute knowledge. This is amazing. This is amazing. That he might be filled with the knowledge of his will. He doesn't want us, oh God, I don't know your will. Oh God, please show me your will. Or even to be in confusion. Like, you know, we never can tell the will of God. Look at it. To be filled with the knowledge of his will. Jesus was never in doubt of the Father's will. Why should you be? God's desire is that you be filled with the knowledge of his will. In all wisdom. Having the knowledge of God's will, you are able to apply the wisdom of God in fulfilling it. Not in confusion. Should I go? Should I not go? Should I go? Should I not go? Should I do? Should I not do? Should I do? Should I not do? Then at the end, you get confused. That's not the purpose of God. Look at it. Imagine if your life is like this. Imagine. Brother, this is God's dream for you. Not when you get to heaven, here in this earth. Look at it. That he might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I tell people this is one reason you got to go to church. Don't miss church. Attend church services to build yourself up spiritually. Build your faith strong with the word of God. Don't be missing the services. As you miss the service, you are missing the corporate operation of the Holy Ghost. When he's building, taking the church to another level. Because we're family. There are things he does for the family. There are things he does for individual members. But there are things he does for the family. So when we meet as a body in the church, there are things that God does which an individual as yourself just cannot accommodate. Are you following this? That's why he calls the church the ground and pillar of truth. Hallelujah. Yeah, go back to that verse. Well, not three yet. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Hi. That he might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. What a life. Fruitful in every good work. Fruitful in every good work. Everything I touch turns into success. Because I'm full of God. Full of the wisdom of God. Full of the knowledge of his will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Fruitful in every good work. This is the church. It's God's plan for us. Fruitful in every good work. And increasing in the epignosis of God. Always having more and more revelation of God. more and more knowledge of God. We are sucked into this thing. Do you understand? The more I know, the more I'm known of Him. The more I know, the more inside Him. Everything, oh my goodness, this is amazing. I said, it's not about to stop, like some people think. No, 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 we're just getting faster. We're just moving faster now. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/goloud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-9274. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.